So this is the Word of God. Let's listen very carefully to what God has to say to us. Colossians 3:17. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. And then verse 20. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Let's ask again for the Lord's help as we think about this verse. Lord Jesus, we pray that you would help our children to hear your words, minister to them by your Holy Spirit, and bless them, having heard and obeyed these words. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, over 10 years ago, my parents began a process that would eventually result in the adoption of my two sisters, Anya and Julia. And one of the first steps in that process was called a home study. And in a home study, a counselor comes into your home and asks a lot of questions, as those who have adopted will know, or foster caring. They ask a lot of questions because they want to see, is this a healthy home? Is this a home that an adopted child could come into and do well in? And so the counselor might ask questions like, why do you want to adopt? What are your reasons for wanting to adopt? Why do you want to have children in the home? They might ask questions like, how do you plan to discipline these children? Do you plan to spank? Do you plan to give timeouts? What is your discipline plan? They might ask questions like, if you have other children, are they happy? Are they healthy? Are they well-adjusted? Are they obedient? And by asking these questions, they're trying to figure out, is this a healthy home? And those are very hard questions that parents and children might have to answer. Well, what about this, children and parents? What if every year the elders of this church came into every home and did a home study? We sort of do through family visitation. Perhaps we should consider that for this year. But to ask difficult questions of the parents and say, parents, are your children obeying you in all things as is pleasing to the Lord? We could say, parents, would you say that your home is a happy home? Is it a home that's filled with joy because of the Lord Jesus Christ? And then the elders would ask the children questions. They would say things like, are you treating your parents as if they were sent from heaven to care for you? Well, because they are, of course. Not literally sent from heaven, but they're God's instruments to care for you. They might ask questions of the children like this. Do you feel discouraged in the home? Do you feel like your fathers are embittering you or making you feel angry by how they treat you? We're going to talk about that verse later to the fathers. But all of these would be very difficult questions. What I'm proposing this morning, children, is that this sermon and a sermon that follows will be sort of like a home study. Maybe like a heart study, where we're studying our homes, studying our hearts to see if we are obeying God as God's children. In these verses here, God speaks first of all to children, and He speaks directly to children. He doesn't say, parents, make sure your children are obedient. He says, children, obey your parents in all things. And so I'm going to hope to speak directly to the children this morning, which I think is the right way to treat this text, because that's how God writes it. We'll also speak later to the parents, and particularly to the fathers, in a subsequent sermon. But let me also just say this. If you're not a child, and if you're not caring for children, I want you to still pay very careful attention, because you're still part of a covenantal community, which means that you have responsibilities to help children obey their parents. If you know of children that aren't obeying their parents, it's partly your responsibility. So you need to hear what they're called to do. And if you see parents who aren't teaching their children to be obedient, It's partly your responsibility to come alongside of them. So I'm going to ask a few questions this morning, children, about this text, about children, obey your parents. And I've given you a note card. You can try to fill in those blanks to remember what God is saying to you. Now, the first question I'd like to ask is this. What is obedience all about? What does God mean when He says, children, obey your parents in all things? What is He saying? And what He's saying is this. Obedience means doing what your parents expect in a way that pleases God. Doing what your parents expect in a way that pleases God. And God says this is actually true in all things. You have to obey your parents in all things. Some of them you won't like, some of them you won't understand, but in all things. Now, we do understand that if you think your parents were causing you to sin, then you should probably ask for help. You should talk to another family member or an elder or a minister and say, I want to obey my parents, because God says, obey your parents in all things, but I have a question about this, and I just want to know how you would advise me and how you would advise my parents. But God says, obey your parents in all things. Now, I want to think about that first part of that sentence. What is obedience all about? It means, first of all, doing what your parents expect. Now, did you notice I didn't say obedience is doing what your parents say? We have to learn to obey what our parents expect. You know, some children will only obey their parents when they're told to. When their parents say, do this or don't do this, then they'll obey. But has this ever happened to you? Has a parent ever scolded you for disobedience and you've responded by saying, but Mom, you didn't say I had to do that. Or you didn't say I couldn't do that. And they said to you, well, you should have known. You should have known what I expected of you. It's no mystery that you have to clear the table after dinner every day. You know that you don't have to be told to keep your room clean enough so that you can actually walk through it. This is expected of you. And so a disobedient child is always waiting for their parents to tell them what to do. But we need to learn, children, to obey what our parents expect of us. Sometimes they'll say it, but they don't always have to say it. It can get very frustrating for a parent. A parent thinks, I'm always saying the same thing. Well, children, learn to obey what your parents expect of you. Now, this is true even if you don't understand the instructions entirely or you don't even agree with them. Have you ever been given an instruction by your parent and you've thought to yourself, I don't agree with what they're saying. I don't think this is best. So I'm not going to do it. Well, this is not the right way to do it. And there's an example from God's Word. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11 and verse 8, the Bible says that Abraham obeyed God when God called him out of the land in which he was living, even though he didn't understand. He didn't understand where he was going. He didn't understand the instructions. But he still obeyed what God was telling him. And so that Abraham sets a pattern for us. Even though Abraham didn't know where he was going, he still obeyed. And children, that's how we have to think about our parents, that our parents are like kings and queens in our homes. And if a king or a queen gives an instruction, you don't have to understand exactly why they're saying it. You don't even have to agree with why they're saying it. They're the king. They're the queen. And you have to obey. So obedience means doing what your parents expect, not just what they say. Now, that's not enough, is it? Because obedience also means doing what your parents expect in a way that pleases God. Wouldn't it be possible to do exactly what your parents say or expect in a way that doesn't at all please God? So I want you to think of two things that you have to remember to do what your parents say in a way that pleases God. First of all, you need to do it quickly. You need to do it quickly. One of the pastors in our churches had a saying when his children were young. He said it probably 1,000 times. First time fast. When you hear an instruction, you obey it the first time fast. Because that's real obedience. And we have another example, actually, from Abraham. Do you remember one time Abraham was called upon to do an extremely, extremely difficult thing? He didn't even understand it. He was called to take his son Isaac and to sacrifice him on a mountain. What a hard instruction. How could you ever do such a thing? He might have wondered. But you know what the Bible says? Abraham woke early the next morning and did it. He did it quickly. He said, God has given me instructions. I'm going to do it quickly. It is ungodly, children, to wait when your parents give instructions. If your parents tell you to clear the table or to clean the room or to get dressed, you cannot do it on your own time. You do it on your parents' time. And what's that saying? First time what? Fast. First time fast. How can I please God quickly is how we should be thinking of this. So, please God by obeying your parents quickly. Secondly, we need to learn to obey our parents cheerfully. Cheerfully or happily. What if your parents gave you instructions, and as soon as you heard those instructions, you jumped off the couch and ran to clear the table, all the while saying, I hate clearing the table. Why do you ask me to do this all the time? Why don't you clear the table as you're clearing the table quickly? Is that obedience? You're doing what they said. You're doing it quickly, but you're not doing it cheerfully. You're not doing it happily. And so it's not obedience. So what is obedience all about? Obedience means doing what your parents expect in a way that actually pleases God. And we're going to talk a little bit more about pleasing God later. Now, the second question that I'd like us to think about. So this is number two. Why is obedience such a big deal? Why should I care about obedience? And I want to give you three things to think about in answer to the question, why is obedience such a big deal? And the first reason is this. Because God demands it. Demands it or requires it or insists upon it. This is not something just that your minister thinks is important or something that your parents thinks is important. It's something that God demands that you obey your parents. I don't think any of you children would be very comfortable saying to the Lord, Lord, I don't care about obeying you. I don't care about following you. I'm going to do what I want. But if God demands that you obey your parents, if you disobey your parents, you're really saying that. I don't care what God requires. Do you know that your parents are God's ministers? He has sent them to you to care for you, to bless you, to discipline you. You know, the Bible says in Romans 1 that every authority is appointed by God. Your parents were given to you by God to care for you. So they're really acting like God's hands. I know you don't always like the way they use their hands, if they have to discipline you or spank you. But they're acting for God, using their hands, using their feet, using their mouths. Now, I know that's hard to remember because your parents don't always use their hands and their feet and their mouths the way that God would. But we trust that they are trying to do their best and that God is working through them either way. So the first reason, children, that obedience is a big deal is because God demands it. Now, that's kind of a heavy reason. There's a much more beautiful reason, I think. And that's the reason that's brought out in Colossians 3, verse 20. Children, obey your parents in all things. Why? Because it is well-pleasing to the Lord. Because God is pleased by it, if you're filling in blanks, God is pleased by your obedience to your parents. Now, isn't that amazing? That a little child, a little boy, a little girl, or a teenage boy, or a teenage girl can actually please God. Isn't it wonderful, children? I know you've had this happen before. You've made a gift for your parents. Or you've bought a gift for your parents. And you've wrapped it up carefully. And what you're looking forward to is the smile on your parents' face, your father's face, your mother's face, when they unwrap that gift and they see what you've given them. And they're going to have a big grin on their face. And they're going to give you a big hug. And they're going to say, "What a lovely thing. I'm so pleased by this." Isn't that wonderful? But think about this. You can actually please God. That you can actually, as it were, put a smile on God's heart, on God's face. Obedience is important because God is pleased by it. The Bible says in Hebrews 11, verse 6, that without faith it's impossible to please God. But God thinks so highly of children of the covenant that He says you can please God. If God has worked faith in your hearts, you can actually glorify Him by obeying your parents. Okay, so God is pleased by your obedience. And so, really, there are going to be times when you don't really feel like pleasing your parents. Your parents are going to give you some instruction, and you're going to think, they're not being very kind about it. They don't seem very fair about this. You're going to think this to yourself, of course. But I want to please God. I'm going to honor God by doing this. Obedience is really more about honoring God even than it is about honoring your parents. So remember that when it feels hard to obey. And then the third reason why obedience is a big deal is because God promises to bless it. God says, "I'm going to bless your obedience." You know, every Sunday, or at least many Sundays, we read the Ten Commandments. And you may know the fifth commandment. You see the first part of it here. Honor your father and your mother. Now, a very important part is left out up there, isn't it? That it may go well with you in the land that you're going to possess. That you may live long in the land. God promises that if you honor your parents, He will bless you. And so, if that's true, what do you think is true of disobedience? If God says, I will bless you for obedience, what could we expect for disobedience? Well, we can expect pain. We can expect hardship. We can expect bad feelings between our parents and ourselves in a home that's just not pleasant, not happy to be around, be in. We see that the sins that we commit against our parents bring pain and hardships. Disobedience is painful. We said in the first service, the way of the transgressor is hard. And children, listen carefully. The best way to have a very bad and painful life is by dishonoring your parents. That's the best way, if that's what you're hoping for. But how many of us would say, I hope that I have a short life and that all of my days are filled with pain? I don't think any of us would say that. But that's what we can expect if we dishonor our parents. Because we begin a cycle or a habit of disobeying our parents, disobeying our teachers, disobeying our Sunday school leaders, our ministers, our elders, police officers, government officials. And before long, our lives are just filled with pain. So why is obedience a big deal? God demands it. He's pleased by it. And He promises to bless it. Now, let's think about another very important question. And I hope that you want to answer this question. Because the first question we asked, what is obedience? You need to understand what it is. Doing what your parents expect in a way that pleases God. Why is it important? Well, because God demands it. He blesses it. He's pleased by it. All right, then how do I do it? And maybe you've thought, how can I become more obedient to my parents? I want to have a good life. I want to please God. I want to do what God says. Let me remind you of four things. The first one is this. You need to remember that you treat God the way you treat your parents. You treat God the way you treat your parents. Remember that. What if you could remember that throughout the day? Because I hope that none of you want to say, I want to disobey God. I don't care about God. We wouldn't think that. But we treat our Lord the way we treat our parents. The Apostle John writes in 1 John 4:20 that we cannot say we love God if we don't love our brother, if we don't love those who are around us. So if we're not loving our parents, if we're not obeying our parents, if we're not submitting to our parents, we cannot say, I love God. Remember, the way you treat your parents is the way you're treating God. Because He has called your parents to minister to you. Your parents are working for God. And so if you dishonor your parents, you dishonor God. Children, remember that. Think about that throughout the day. I want to honor God. I want to honor God. And so I'm going to obey my parents. There's a second way that I think you could learn to obey your parents better. And that is by asking yourself, how can I honor my parents? What could I do? What might my parents be expecting right now? And remember, the Lord is expecting you children to not wait for instructions. You ask the question ahead of time, how can I honor my parents? What could I do right now to bless my mother? What could I do to bless my father? So we ask the question, and children, suppose you come into the kitchen and you see mom with, looks like the kitchen exploded in pots and pans and there's food all over. It smells good, but it looks really like a big mess. Now, is it really necessary to say to your mother, or to wait for your mother to say, please help me clean, or please set the table? No, it's not necessary. You look around, you see she needs help. She's sweating. Beads of sweat are dripping off her nose. It's a hot kitchen, and she just needs help. So you come and say, how can I help, Mom? That's obeying your mother even before she tells you what to do. Or just think of some of those things. Think of some of those things that you say when you say, Mom, you're always telling me to, what? Brush my teeth, or put on my pajamas, or do my homework, or clean my room. You're always telling me. Do you know what that means? You're not doing it before she tells you. You're not asking the question, how do I honor my mother? So you ask the question, how can I honor my parents before they tell? And so try that this afternoon. When you get home, just think to yourself, how can I honor my mother and my father? How can I obey them? Let me tell you of a third thing that can help you become obedient. And that is, make friends who believe in honoring parents. This is extremely important. Because your friends are going to help you honor your mother and father, or they're going to help you dishonor your mother and father. So before you make a friend, or before you get closer with a friend, ask this question, children. Does that friend honor their father and mother? Do I hear that person talking badly about their father and mother? Do they try to get away with things from their parents? If so, listen, you probably can't trust them. Can you really trust someone who's not obeying God's most important commandment for them? Honor your father and mother. You can't trust them. They may seem like they're cool, or they're exciting, or you've got a lot of things in common. But your character is going to be changed by your friends. They will have an impact on you. And so, friends who help you to deceive your parents or to disobey your parents, they're not your friends. They're not your friends. They're not honoring God. They can't honor you because they're not honoring God. And so, children, it's extremely important if you really do want to honor your father and mother because you want to obey God, choose your friends carefully. And I tell you from experience, as I know many parents could as well, children who do not honor their father and mother will lead you the wrong direction. And they will cause much pain for you and for your parents. Make friends who believe in honoring parents. And here's the last thing I want you to remember. If you really want to obey your father and mother, pray for help every single day. Every single day. Maybe, children, you remember when we were talking to the mothers, the wives, and we said, it's so hard to submit to your husbands. That's why you have to pray every day for this. Husbands, it's so hard to love your wives. That's why you need to pray every single day. Every morning you begin your day by saying, Lord, help me to love my wife. That's what your daddies should be doing. And that's what you need to be doing with your parents. Every morning you wake up in the morning and you say, Lord, I want to honor you. Help me to obey my parents. Help me to obey my parents. Isn't it interesting that God says that if a child asks for some bread, or something to drink, or something to care for his body, would a father really give him a stone or a snake? No, of course not. He says, how much more if you ask your father for good things, will he give it to you? If you ask your Lord and Father, the Lord Jesus Christ and the Father in heaven and the Holy Spirit to help you honor your parents, you can count on his help. You can depend on his help. Pray for it at lunchtime. Pray for it when you're on your way home. If you're on a school bus home or you're on your way home and you know that you might have some conflicts with your mother or your father, pray, Lord, help me to obey my mother and my father. Children, God cares very much about your life. He cares very much about your life. He wants you to have a good life. And that's why He speaks directly to you. Children, obey your father and your mother in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. And God tells us how to have this good life. He says, trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins. Obey His commands. And enjoy the good life that He has set before you. Let's pray together that God would help our children to obey their fathers and mothers in the Lord, in all things, and please Him. Heavenly Father, we thank You for our dear children. We pray that You would give them hearts that are eager to love the Lord by honoring their parents. And we pray that You would help even these young children and the older children to learn to repent of their sins, to go to God in their own hearts and say, Lord, I have sinned against my father and mother. I do not treat my parents as if they were sent from heaven to care for me. I do not treat them with the honor that the King of Kings expects them to be treated with. Lord, forgive me. And help also these children to have courage to go to their parents and say, Dad, Mom, I've not been obeying You in this area and that area. I want to change, and I'm praying for God's help. Please help me to obey You and accept my sincere apology for my sins. Bless these children with a good long life. Keep any one of them from straying from this path, from this circle of blessing, into a painful life. We pray that You would guard and protect Your children. In Jesus' name, amen.